Hi there, my name is Julie Martin, and you're listening to the first ever GoodChatting.com National Novel Writing Month podcast, which definitely needs a new name. Whether there's a second one depends on if you guys want one or not, so please do send in your comments via email to podcast@goodchatting.com. Also, any website addresses I mention here will be listed at www.goodchatting.com/podcast. So that's the only address you need to remember. For those of you who might be unaware, I'm the network administrator of goodchatting.com, an IRC server, where we've had a channel or room dedicated to NaNoWriMo since 2002. That's when I discovered National Novel Writing Month and decided that I'd create a chat for it. I think about 6 people showed up that very first year, and of those people I only really remember Max and Phoebe, and our constant arguments over whether the cheese in French was le fromage, which is my stance, or la fromage, which is what they kept insisting it was. FYI, it's masculine, so it's definitely le fromage. It was really 2003 and 2004 when the chat started to get a bit more popular, and eventually we welcomed people like Sugarfalls, Ivymere, Gimpy, Katie, Phil, Faring, Heidi Mode, Jen, Jude, Curiosity, Carrotbat, and countless others. And I believe it was in 2006 when Russ, who was the chief tech dude at Nano at the time, placed a Java applet on the NaNoWriMo site that allowed you to connect directly to our chat room without leaving the site, and our traffic exploded. This year, 2009, since Russ stepped down after last year's event, the NaNoWriMo folks have elected to remove the applet from their site, effectively removing our official status. That's fine. We were here in 2002, we've been here every year since, we'll be here this year, and the next, and the next, and the next. Essentially, it boils down to there not being enough people at the Office of Letters and Light to adequately moderate a chat dedicated to their event. So, they don't want to be officially associated with it if they themselves can't moderate it. So, no worries, that's cool, we'll just kick it old school. So let's talk a bit about how to access the room, shall we? There are 2 ways you can chat with us during NaNoWriMo. The first way is that you can use the Java applet at www.goodchatting.com/rooms/NaNoWriMo.php. This requires an up-to-date Java install on your computer, which means you'll want to go to www.java.com if the chat room doesn't show up. It'll also require you to grant the applet permission to run. This should be a one-time request, and I assure you it's 100% safe. This is the same applet that Russ used on the NaNoWriMo site during the last 3 Nanos, so please don't be concerned. The second way is by using an IRC client. If you know what that is, here's all the info you'll need. The server name is goodchatting.com, the server address is irc.goodchatting.com, the port is 6667, and the channel is #NaNoWriMo. If you don't know what an IRC client is and you're not familiar with that kind of chat, I'd really recommend the Java applet. But if you're curious, you can download MIRC if you use a Windows-based computer from www.mirc.com. And if you have a Mac, and I apologize for the pronunciation of this, I recommend Colloquy, which you can find at www.colloquy.info. I don't know if I said that right. If you need a crash course in MIRC, I've written up a guide for the new MIRC user, www.goodchatting.com/articles/MIRC Nano. Okay, so now you can theoretically access the room. Let's talk a bit about how to behave while you're in there. The first thing you should do is read our awesome frequently asked questions written by Courtney, one of the owners of the chat room. That's located at courtney.info/nano.html. This contains a lot of valuable and useful information, including who's in charge, what's acceptable behavior, and best of all, how to use our bot to start a word war. What's a bot and what's a word war, you ask? Our bot, who is named Battle Jesus and coded by the amazingly talented and somewhat annoying Jude, has a whole bunch of functions. Think of him as a robot with a ton of stopwatches, who times word wars and does a few other things. You can read more about BJ, as he is sometimes called, by going to jesus.therygro.com. A word war is... well, basically it's a short burst of writing. Word wars can last up to an hour, but it's much more common to see wars lasting 10 to 20 minutes each. During a war that you've joined or started, you should basically sit there and write furiously for the duration. And when BJ says the war is over, you can share with others how much you've written. And I swear to you, without word wars, I never would have hit 50,000 words in 2003. It's amazing how much writing you can pump out when you just focus for 10 or 15 minutes at once. Plus, the competition is fun, too. So that about covers all the basic questions. And like I said earlier, you'll be able to get all the URLs I've mentioned from our podcast page at www.goodchatting.com/podcast. I'd ideally like to get Curiosity and Courtney, the channel owners, in on this if we have any future editions of the podcast, but for right now I'll leave you with a challenge. This is the first week of NaNoWriMo, and while you probably have an idea or two milling about, maybe you even have an outline, it's possible that by the time you're listening to this, you're stuck. Or maybe you're going in blind and don't have anything to write about in the first place, and you haven't found a plot yet, which, by the way, you shouldn't be worried about. When I won in 2003, I didn't find my plot until 12,000 words in. But anyway, let's try to unblock you, or at the very least pad your word count a little bit. Your challenge, should you choose to accept it, is to incorporate a ferret into your novel. Whether it's in a dream, just in passing, or whether your main character actually transforms into a ferret, doesn't matter. Just incorporate a ferret into your novel somehow. When you've done so, please email the excerpt containing the introduction of the ferret to podcast@goodchatting.com, and I'll read, say, the top three submissions in next week's podcast, assuming we have a podcast next week, and assuming we have, you know, three submissions. Anyway, don't worry, I'm not going to steal your plot, your ferret's name, nothing of the kind. Some of you may be wondering, why a ferret? Valid question. I live in Montreal, and a few years back, the Montreal Nanowers all decided to incorporate a ferret into their stories. The ferret sort of became a mascot for the Montreal region. Mine was seen in my main character's dream, and then she later remarked to her friends that it was very weird to dream about a psychic ferret named Maurice. Obviously, I had fun with the idea, and so I thought I would share that with you guys. Anyways, I think that that'll do it for the very first ever GoodChatting.com National Novel Writing Month podcast, which desperately, hideously, urgently needs a new name. So please do send feedback and name suggestions to podcast@goodchatting.com. It would be helpful. Anyways, thanks for listening, and I'll see you in our chat at GoodChatting.com. Have a good week, Nanowers.